going, everybody? It's your boy J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
Snapchat, you can find me. Like the pictures on my IG.
All right.
What's good, Josh? Your boy Sire. That's Sire SO on all social media. Snapchat is Sire _ SO. I'm gonna put together a song with that. I don't even lie. I don't even care anymore.
Okay.
It's gonna take off, okay?
All right. I believe you. I believe in your talents.
I appreciate you, my guy.
This is another episode of the Officially Street Podcast. Welcome back. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TOS_SO, as well as like us on Facebook.
Facebook.
At Facebook.com/OfficiallyStreet. And also listen to us every Friday to get your week started on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, or any other podcast app you have out there.
We're moving.
We're going to have a quick episode tonight because we actually have a bonus episode planned for you guys that was
very
really dope. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely dope.
Wow. Very dope episode. I said a very dope.
Yeah, it was a very dope.
It was a very dope episode.
But yeah, man, before we get into this episode, because there was a few things that we wanted to touch on, pause prior to going into that bonus episode that we're going to release Wednesday, let's talk about last week.
Yeah, about last week. Is there a Gucci clone? CIA is saying that it's BS. You know what I mean? We all kind of know that. But hey, people are speaking about it. Women get special treatment. Pretty girl privilege, as Cherry said. Is that a real thing?
I think it's just straight up woman privilege.
Yeah, that's what it is. Who had a better album, Rihanna or Beyonce? And Rihanna and Aisha Curry were wilding on Twitter. And then of course we had a dope official, unofficial section.
That's what's up, man. But yeah, like we said, we got a dope episode for you guys. We're gonna get into a bunch of quick topics. Mm-hmm. This will be a short one. For those of y'all who are, you know, busy this holiday weekend. But yeah, of course, you know, one of the main things we got to talk about is 2016-66 is what I'm calling it. This is basically the year of the devil, man. I can't really harp on it any more than I have in the past 3 or 4 episodes that we've had. I feel like every week it's another tragedy. It's another horror. I can't even fucking talk, man. It's bad. It's bad. Like, every week is bad. So, this week, there was a suicide bombing in Turkey. I forget what specific airport. It was an Istanbul airport?
Yes.
Or
it's like the international airport. Excuse me.
Yeah. So, supposedly, three suspects, three mm-hmm. suicide bombers had run into the airport.
Only two made it.
Two actually had the explosive devices mm-hmm. detonate. One of them was caught and apprehended. I think he was killed, right?
I believe so. Yes, he was.
I honestly don't know all of the story. I was trying to keep up with CNN while also, you know, living a busy-ass life.
Definitely.
I mean, this kind of just came up out of nowhere. Like, somebody hit me up on Twitter like, yo, you heard about what happened in Turkey? And I was like, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, I just started seeing Pray for Turkey everywhere.
It's crazy, man. You see, you even got the videos. Did you see the videos?
I saw a bunch of videos.
You see body parts and all
that,
man.
It's bad. It's bad.
It's crazy.
It's bad. 36 dead, over 147 wounded. Last that I heard. And this is definitely, like I said, this is just shaping up to be the year of the devil. I'm calling it 2016-66 because, you know, it's the mark of the devil, man.
Yeah, man, it's rough. But all right, man, you know, rest in peace to those who lost their lives.
Be safe in your travels. I would recommend just, you know, there's nothing you could do, honestly, when it comes to
traveling
this
next
sort of
month,
shit.
Man.
Yeah,
coming up.
There's really nothing you could do aside from just kind of, you know, be aware of your surroundings, be safe, don't take anything for granted, and
definitely
stay on point.
Yeah. So, all right, let's just move on real quick. Did you want to speak about your week? Anything exciting happen with your week that passed?
I went to Sesame Place.
I did see that
this past weekend. Mm. It was dope. It was for my niece-in-law. My niece. I'll just call her my niece. Yeah, that's a little impersonal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was for my niece. You know, I've never been to Sesame Place. I had never had any intentions of going, but it was actually really fun. It was hot. It's like a water park, so I went on a bunch of water rides. And I'm kind of coming out of my shell because I'm not a...
You don't fuck with water?
I don't fuck with water because I can't swim.
Stereotype.
And listen, man, this shit is real deal. Holyfield out here, man. I could drown in 4 inches of water out this bitch. Like, but I, you know...
Jay's like one of those babies that are around a bucket. You know, they say don't leave a bucket with water.
Yo, I'll fuck around.
Oh, that was bad. My
I'll
bad.
Fuck around and pass out, man. Nah, but... It was definitely fun. I'm not really a roller coaster person either, but we definitely hopped on a lot of rides. We met, let me see, who was on this fucking Sesame Street cast? We met Elmo, Bert and Ernie. Now, there's some new characters out there that I never heard of in my life. And I just never knew about them. Like, there's Abby Cadabby. I never even heard of Abby Cadabby.
The only one of my kids that really liked Sesame Street was my oldest.
Right.
So after that, the rest of them just, yeah.
So we met Abby Cadabby. We met Elmo, Bert and Ernie, Big Bird, Grover, Super Grover. Who else did we meet, man? We met a whole bunch of...
Not the same person?
No, well, Super Grover, you know what I mean? It's like Goku and Super Saiyan 5 Goku. You know what I'm saying? It's two different people, fucker. You know? Nah, but it was dope. I had fun. And other than that... Shit, what did I do? We finished watching 10 Cloverfield Lane yesterday.
How was it?
It wasn't horrible, but don't feel bad about not having saw it if you haven't.
All right. First one was bad. Does it tie in with the first one?
Oh, no. No. It's not. It's nothing like the first one.
Okay.
So if it is, we don't know yet. I would say it's like the second cousin of the first one.
Okay.
It can possibly... be related, but it's not directly. You don't watch it and say, I see exactly why. You know what I mean?
I do want to check it out, but I'm also in no rush.
It was directed by J.J. Abrams, man. It's the same person that did the Star Treks. You know what I mean?
I fuck with the Star Treks.
Speaking of Star Treks, rest in peace to Anton Yelchin. I don't know if I said this.
Nah.
But the dude, oh my God, I'm going to butcher this, and this is horrible. But like, this is a piggyback on the fact that this is the year of the devil. The recruit from, I don't know where he was foreign, and he was in both of the original, he was in the first Star Trek and the second new one. He was like the young recruit. I gotta
go back.
I forget what his character was. I'm actually gonna try to pull it up on IMDb. He actually passed away a couple weeks ago. His body got caught in between his SUV and the gate at his home. What ended up happening is he got out of his car, and I guess he went to, I don't know what he was doing.
That's a hell of a way.
I don't know what he was doing. I don't know if he was just checking something. I really have no idea, but his car was in neutral and it started to roll backwards, and it just pinned him in between the gate and the car.
Man, that's crazy.
And he died from like blunt force trauma. It was fucking horrible, man. Rest in peace to Anton Yelchin. The motherfucker was 27, man. He was my age, you know what I'm saying? He was born in 89. His birthday had just passed in March. He played Chekhov in Star Trek.
I got to definitely go back.
And he was in both of them. He was in the 2009 and the 2013 movie. But yeah, man, RIP to him. But anyway, speaking of Star Trek, like I said, J.J. Abrams, he also directed 10 Cloverfield Lane, which wasn't bad. What I will say is the end of it could have been a little bit better, but
all right. I mean, I'll probably get around to it.
Nah, I would check it out. I mean, it's kind of like those. It's one of those like why not kind of movies.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad.
I actually don't even have time for that because no lie, I'm getting ready for Game of Thrones. Okay.
Oh, please.
I really am. Now that the season is done, I got time, and I guess we'll be back around next year when the shit comes on.
I don't know if you'll make it, man. You got time, but...
I got time.
You only got 8 months.
I watched all of Breaking Bad. I caught Breaking Bad towards the end. It was actually right before their last season. And what, they had 6 seasons?
They had six.
Six?
Yeah.
So I watched all five in like a good 2-3 months.
Okay.
So I could bang it out if I really want to. I'll watch like an episode a night, maybe two of them, and I'll catch up. You know what I mean? Because we finished Orange is the New Black. We watched pretty much all the movies we wanted to watch. All our shows are pretty much done. The only thing that's coming up is Power.
Yeah, I got to watch Power.
And that's it.
I got to watch Power. And I got to watch Orange is the New Black. But yeah, man, that was my week. Looking forward to a 3-day weekend coming into July 4th. I really don't have too much. I actually do have plans, but I would rather talk about that when we come back.
Yeah, we'll do that. I'm not going to rub this in, but I had some time left over at my job. It's the end of the fiscal year. Actually, today when you guys hear it, so I had some time to take off. So I called it an accidental vacation. Don't worry. I've just been washed, my guy. I'm going to have a dope weekend, though. But
I got something to say, but I won't say it.
Just wanted to throw that in there. Right in the ribs. Pause.
Right.
Anyway, my week.
Watch your life.
I'm watching it. Fade away. Jesus. All right. I had a washed weekend. I watched two movies. They were both bad. I watched The Boss. That's with Melissa McCarthy, I think it is.
I watched The Boss. We watched The Boss also this weekend.
I thought it was just okay. It had a few parts. I was just like, oh, ha, that was cool.
It was all right.
It was just all right. And then I watched Central Intelligence.
That I didn't see, and I'm not excited.
Bad.
Okay. Okay.
Just
yo,
bad.
This nigga looked me in my fucking
I looked
eye.
Jay right in his eyes.
No, he looked in my eyes and said bad. And didn't smile. Like, he really had a hurtful face. It really, like, no,
I
don't, bad.
I can't tell you if I laughed.
That's
like,
horrible.
I won't lie. Like, there was a lot of shit that was forced. And listen, I love Kevin Hart. And you hear people say it all the time. But he's really playing the same fucking role in every movie.
That's pretty bad.
I'm clueless what I'm doing, but I'm going to be funny because I'm going to figure it out. You know what I mean? And that's pretty much how he was throughout this movie. So, I thought it was okay. And yeah, it just worked. I mean, like I said, I took some time off. Also, I want you guys to go back and check last week's episodes because we dropped a bonus episode when we reviewed my mixtape. Coming for the crown. Wow. The Ruler's back. So definitely go back and check that out if you guys haven't already. And that's pretty much it, man. So we can get into official, unofficial, or did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about?
I don't think it could probably go with official, unofficial. Let's just get started.
The only other thing I wanted to talk about is going to be NBA talk, but I think we're going to do that next week.
We're going to go good, great.
We're
going to go.
Skippy the bebop. All right, man. All right. First on the list, Kanye West video for Famous. Have you seen it?
Some of it.
Okay, you're living life, right?
I've seen the most important part.
Pause, the meat and the potatoes?
Right. Pretty much literally have seen.
I said it.
Yeah. I saw the end of the video. I saw. I'm going to say it's unofficial.
You want to know what's bad? I'm saying it's unofficial. You want to know what's bad? That's actually one of my favorite songs on that album.
The video really just...
And the video just ruined it for
me. Plunges it in the wrong direction. However, I do enjoy the conceptualization of it. So I get where he was going.
I think it was just too much.
It was too much. But I get where he was going.
It was 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
And like the last 2 minutes was just breathing.
Yeah.
Going across the bodies and all that shit. And it's just like.
I definitely get it. But, you know, we're also in a time where everything is too much. Mm. And I admire the fact that Kanye is still Kanye and he has no understanding of what too much is.
Yeah. He's trying to push those boundaries. But I just. Yeah, I think this one was...
I'm going to say it's unofficial because it's just too much for me.
Yeah, it was unofficial. Like, I watched it and I was just confused. All right. Real quick, just to throw this in, I'm going to say this is official. The Game and Ray J's manager, WAC 100, the dude that knocked out Stitches, he said that if they didn't show Ray J with his dick in Kim K's mouth, tell Kanye to reshoot the video.
official. Now you real for that.
I think it's funny. I think it's funny as fuck. Although I'm gonna say it's unofficial only because not just because it's his wife, but only because it's like, my nigga, if that's your only leg that you could stand on,
I hear you,
for the rest of your whole career, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's not even like Kanye was petty and excluded you. He included you in there. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he was petty and said, I'm gonna act like this didn't happen. Because then it would be official if you came and you was like, yo, nigga, you missing out on one of the most important niggas. You know what I mean? But the fact that you got to come and always have an input on the fact that you fucked her and you hit it first and you had your dick in her mouth is like, mm-hmm. my nigga, whoever your wife is, you know, I'm sure it's niggas that had their dick in her mouth. There's plenty of niggas that had their dick in Brandy's mouth. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you got to just know that women are going to be women. They're going to have fun. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? The fact that you fucked a girl.
Not too many women have it on tape and it's distributed all over the world.
But enough of them do.
Enough.
It's just not too many women have built a fucking ridiculously wealthy and lucrative career off of it.
Accurate.
But it's not her fault. It's not her fault that she fucked a nigga and then ended up better off than mm-hmm. him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And he seems kind of bitter.
All right, so, well, you say unofficial, I say official. I think it's funny. All right, we'll stick with the game. The game says that Diddy did not get Tupac killed.
So I want to say that it's official, but I kind of don't know where I stand with this because how does Game know that? Does he know something that we don't know?
I guess just being around Diddy. You know what I mean? And I guess just, you know, from stories or whatever, them talking, probably got a feel for it. Because, you know, that's the rumor. And I think we even spoke about it on our podcast.
We know that's the rumor. We know that's the rumor. But if you're going to go out on a limb and say something is or isn't true, mm-hmm. that would insinuate that you have information to prove that.
Yeah.
So if you don't have the information to prove whether or not something is fact or fiction, just shut up.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean?
But
especially when it comes to something so delicate as this, mm-hmm. because, and I think we might get into it with the next official or unofficial possibly, but when it comes to something as delicate as an artist that people know and love being slain, mm-hmm. you're very, you got to be particular about who you accuse and who you, you know, acquit of any accusal. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have the facts, not only are you going to stir up tension amongst the family and loved ones of the person, but also the person who's being accused. You know what I mean? And it's just, I don't know. Yeah, but I am going to say it's official because he's like kind of like he's low key trying to dead beef. Yeah.
He's defusing. A situation, because I'm sure there's people out there that hate Diddy because of it.
Yeah, and you know, Game being from the West Coast, mm-hmm. it comes from a different place with him. But I don't know. I just feel like Game is a lot younger, and does he really know? You know what I mean? Like somebody like, I'm not gonna say Suge because that would never happen, but somebody like Snoop saying that would be a way more credible source.
Gotcha.
Daz, Corrupt. Because
he was around.
Right. Gotcha. Like somebody like that saying that, I'd be like, yo, I have no choice but to believe him because he was OD there. You know what I mean?
But Game is also a big homie.
Very
on the
true.
West Coast.
Very true.
So people are going to listen to him. You know what I mean? For
Very
the most
true.
Part.
I just want to know where this information came from. Why is he so sure? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if he has reasons to back it, I want to know what those reasons are because we've been wondering what those reasons have been for over 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nah,
definitely. All right, man. Continuing down. First of all, rest in peace, Big L. But the man that shot and killed Big L, his name is Gerard Woodley, was actually gunned down in Harlem this week past. It's a little touchy. I want to say official because it's kind of a mystery that we never knew, like, all right, yo, who killed him? And obviously the police can only do so much. So the streets did what they had to do. So they kind of took revenge on this dude, but I want to kind of say it's unofficial as well because the man was killed.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's a little touchy, like, all right, man, like, we finally know who did it. And I think they knew because they said that he's done a lot of grimy shit.
Yeah.
And I think him and Big L had a you know, a pass. They said they were robbing people together and all that on their come up. And I guess he felt that Big L switched up on him once he started getting popular.
What I'm going to say is if it really was him that killed Big L, what I'm going to say is karma lives. I got that tatted on my chest and I believe in it. Do I believe personally that people have to be the ones that take karma into their own hands? No. I feel like karma is an entity of her own, and I believe karma is a female, but I believe karma is an entity of her own that will take care of that in time.
Yeah.
But I also feel like maybe this is karma taking care of that, right? It didn't necessarily have to be, hey, some dudes found out where this nigga stayed at, and they killed him because they know he killed Big L. It could have been something totally different.
Yeah, it could have
and, been. You know, if that's the case, I think it's official because it's like, yo, some of that energy that you put out during your lifetime has now come back to bite you.
You're going out the same way that he did.
Facts. Now, if it's one of those situations where it's like, oh, he killed my homie, I'm plotting on him, I got to go find out where he stay at, and I got to do this. Because my whole thing is, Big L's peoples and his real family, his real friends, they in their 40s. You know what I mean? At this point, they're not looking to do no shit like that. They would have been retaliated.
Definitely.
But if it's just young kids running around like, yo, that's the nigga that killed Big L, and they wasn't even around during the Big L era, they maybe could only name like 3 Big L songs.
But you know what? If you're from Harlem.
I know, but you know what? At the same time.
In period, Big L's a god.
No, that's true. That's true. But I just mean at the same time, I understand it a little bit less because
they weren't there to witness or have that feeling.
They're doing it because they feel like they're going to be respected for doing it, right? But we're still talking 20 years
definitely
in the past. You know what I mean? I'm going to go off my gut and just say, I feel like it's official because karma lives.
No, you.
Although I don't wish death, I don't wish murder on anybody.
No, definitely. That's what I'm saying. It's touchy. I want to say it's official because we know who did it. It's unofficial because somebody lost their life. All right. Keep it moving. Another one. Another great, rest in peace, Big Pun. His wife, Liza Rios, finally settled her court case against Fat Joe for unpaid royalties. She won $2 million.
Definitely official.
And this is going on, Pun passed what, 01?
2000, I believe. It could have been 2001, but I think it's 2000.
I think it was 2000. Mm-hmm. It was 2000. So she's been going all this time without getting any kind of bread for it.
And that's fucked up.
It is fucked up. You know what I mean? I'm just glad. I heard that it wasn't no kind of big fight. I think Fat Joe kind of just like, all right, it needs to be done. But I think it should have been done from the jump. Because obviously this is what, as a man, you would want to leave whatever money you have or whatever money you make to your family.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So granted, I know she's not going to get all of the money because obviously Fat Joe owns whatever.
Right.
With the publishing or whatever the case may be. But royalties still get paid to the artist and it should go to the family.
Exactly.
So I say it's official.
I agree.
Okay, bet. All right, let's keep it going. 50 Cent was arrested over the weekend in St. Kitts for cursing on stage while performing PIMP.
This is unofficial, man. I feel like as an artist, especially as an artist that's touring or performing anywhere in the world, right? It's not right for you to have to be censored when they're requesting you to come perform. You know what I mean? You don't just say, You don't just wake up and say, yo, I'm going to perform at this venue in London. You know what I mean? You perform there because the venue reaches out to you and says, yo, there's a high demand for 50 Cent out here. Mm-hmm. We need 50 Cent. Why do you think fans are fans of 50 Cent? You think they're fans of 50 Cent because he doesn't curse and because he's censored? No, they're fans of 50 Cent because songs like P.I.M.P., he's talking about pimping hoes out and, you know what I mean, being who he is. Yeah, you know what I mean? So you can't then turn around and penalize him for going up on stage. This is a live event. This is where, if anywhere, I'm uncensored, I should be uncensored because this is not television. We're not talking, we're on BET, on MTV, on VH1, on Fuse. No, this is a live event for people who pay money to come see you. So for you to get whatever, fined, taken off stage, arrested is out of control just because you cursed on stage. But yo, you knew that when you called for 50 Cent. You know what I mean? Like
who did y'all think y'all was getting?
Right.
Like either I'm gonna say either two things. Maybe they didn't know who they were getting. Maybe they're just like, hey, excuse me, people are asking for 50 Cent. We don't know who he is or we don't know his music like that. We know he's popular. Send him through. Maybe they had him come through and weren't familiar with his music.
Niggas know who 50 Cent
or
is.
Or I'm gonna say that they do, but playing devil's advocate.
Right.
Or maybe they thought, okay, he'll come through and he'll have a clean performance. And it's just like,
but why would you think that?
Exactly.
These are agreements that you make prior to even booking an artist. You know, these are things that you go over sound check. These are things that you go over in your contract. You know what I mean? Now, if it was contractually agreed that 50 wouldn't curse and then he went up and cursed, completely different story because nobody is bigger than a contract, and especially a legally binding contract at that. And I feel like for 50 to feel like he is above that just because he's 50 Cent, no, that's not cool either. But I just don't see it having been a part of a contract that they have.
It's corny. I say it's unofficial. Okay. Designer finally drops his mixtape, New English, and Future dropped his mixtape, Project ET. I think it was on the same day or a day apart.
That's so disrespectful.
That is mad disrespectful.
That is so just...
I'm going to say it's official because now... They're saying, okay, Designer is biting off of Future, which is clear, you know, clearly you could see that. But now Future's like, all right, this is my product and this is his. Who has a better product?
Right.
And I will say, although I wasn't a fan of either of the tapes really, I will say Future had the better tape. Now, the funny thing is I listened to Designer shit first and then I listened to Future shit. It sounded like one long ass mixtape.
Oh, I bet.
Like I didn't like Designer shit finished. I was like, oh, that was cool. And then Future shit started. I was like, oh, Designer got another song. Yo, he really sounds like Future. Oh, wait, this is Future shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean, it really it's
pretty bad.
It's bad. Like niggas aren't original nowadays, man.
I'ma keep it a buck and I'ma say that I haven't listened to either tapes. I do plan on it, but I'm in no rush and
Designers has a few interludes. It has an intro and all that. But I think it's like 15 or 16 songs. I liked, besides Panda, which is the last song.
Right.
I liked maybe two other songs.
I'm going to just go ahead and say that it's...
Future high.
I'm going to say it's official for the fact that now you can say, okay, Designer... You want to step into this lane and try to, I won't say bite off my style of music, but you want to take this style of music and then make it your own. Do it better than me.
Yeah.
Fans, you want to say that, oh, Designer sounds like me or he does a better job than me because he sold a million records for one record. All right, let's compare these tapes. So it's kind of like a true comparison. Mm-hmm. Like, let's see whose tape is better. We dropping on the same day. I mean... how many artists do we know that drop their albums on the same day as some of their competitors? Yeah, and it's kind of like, all right, whose is better? We talked about Anti and Lemonade. You know what I mean? We talked about Views and Lemonade. We, you know, years ago,
Think back when Kanye and J. Cole dropped, and J. Cole and 50.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a competition.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And hey, whoever has the better product at the end of the day, which in this case, Future had the better product. I still wasn't a fan. I guess I got to listen to it again. But
Future puts out good music, man. You know, he knows
who Future is.
Yeah, he puts out good music. It's just, he just really ain't saying nothing.
I'll just say, it's, if you heard any of Future's mixtapes or albums, that's what you're getting with this NT project.
Yeah, I believe it.
All right, so one last thing. Suge Knight is, wow. Suge Knight is suing Chris Brown. My shit said issues.
No, I'm dying because
it's dead ass says issues.
I have the copy and paste.
And I said sue.
And I'm looking at you like, how you gonna clean this up? Because I don't know what this is supposed to say. I don't know what this is supposed to say.
I think I put sues and it cleaned the shit up to issues. Anyway, Suge Knight sues Chris Brown. It's supposed to be P and Mia. It says
piss M-I-A.
Piss Mia.
No, please somebody come get this
somebody, my nigga. Wow. All right, let's start this over. Suge Knight is suing Chris Brown, P and Mia, and One Oak Nightclub for his 2014 shooting. P and Mia and Chris Brown were hosting the event, and he's saying that One Oak is responsible because they didn't have adequate security.
I'm going to say it's unofficial because Suge is a fucking, supposed to be a fucking goon, to be a gangster. Mm. Why are you suing anybody for any situation that you put yourself in?
Exactly.
Fuck out of here, my nigga.
There's no way that he's hurting for money.
Yeah,
I mean, he might be, but it's like, yo, he had, I think they said he had 400 mil off of Death Row.
For sure. He wasn't paying his artists. Yeah, that's a cornball move, man. That's a cornball move. You don't sue somebody. You don't sue any party. That's like, you know, that's like getting into it. We saw Justin Bieber get into it with whoever it was, a fan that was looking for an autograph, didn't get it, and they got in each other's face or whatever. That's like Justin Bieber suing him. It's like, my nigga, you was disrespectful, and now you gonna sue the nigga that laid hands on you for you wilding out?
Yeah.
Nigga, just take your loss like a man. You supposed to be a G. Exactly. Supposed to be, you know what I mean?
Niggas get shot every day, B.
That's what I'm saying, man.
All right, so that'll be it for official, unofficial. I don't know. I didn't want to do this as a official, unofficial, because we might talk about it just a little bit. But Joe Budden dropped Making a Murder on my way up here to fucking record this podcast. I listened to the song about 5 times already to pick up all the lines. And yo, let me just say this. This is going to be a very interesting battle.
It is. If
it happens.
If Drake actually plays Budden's hand.
Now, you brought up a very good point. I'll let you say it about French is gonna drop this track with Drake in like another week or two.
Right.
Where we know he's going to mention Joe.
Right. And the thing is, I don't think people understand the strategic mindset of Budden when it comes to this diss record shit.
He pulled a Drake on Drake.
So as you can see, he dropped Making a Murderer, says part one, right? So we know there's going to be a part two. Now, Drake is not going to have time to react to this because the record that he's putting out with French is already done. So when he puts that out, there's not going to be any references or responses to this diss record. But when Budden then hears the French record and responds to that, now Drake will have been 2 diss records behind and have to play catch up. This is the same thing that Drake kind of did with Charged Up with Meek. He dropped Charged Up, already kind of had back to back in the wing. And days later, before Meek could really compile what he needed to, Drake came with back to back, kind of knowing what he was going to do. Very, very calculated. Budden is very calculated as well.
He has to be.
Some of the lines that this nigga said, and he does really have to be. When it comes to Drake, knowing Drake is a calculated nigga, Budden has laid the groundwork for this since day one.
Oh, yeah.
Budden knew that Drake was, while he may not have responded, while he may not have responded directly to Budden, Budden knew that him critiquing Drake's album would go viral, somehow get to Drake, and Drake would have something to say about it. he didn't know if Drake would bite.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as there was any small piece of a sign that Drake had bit, Button already had two diss records written.
We spoke about that. He already had
two diss records written.
He said he already has one for Meek in the stash.
He probably got two or three for Meek. He got one for Nicki now. You know what I'm saying? He has diss records written and just in his back pocket. All he's going to do is go back and maybe fabricate, you know, like
fix up a few lines. He's going to fix up a couple lines,
add some responses to maybe something that's live. But he's too smart when it comes to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, while Drake is calculated, Budden has been doing this shit since the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna count out Drake by any means.
No, I feel like not.
I feel like Drake is dope and he has proven himself with Back to Back and 4 p.m. in Calabasas and Summer 16. He's proven himself.
Yeah, he definitely has.
I get that.
We're not saying he's a slouch.
I get that. He's not a slouch. But Budden does this though.
You see, what y'all gotta remember.
This is what Budden is known
for. This is what he does. Listen.
Drake is not known for this shit.
Budden he's hanged with some of the greatest. He saw that Jay-Z jumped on his record and was throwing a few shots at him. And then he said, you know what? Give me a day or two. I'm going to throw a verse right behind his shit. You guys are going to play this back to back. And let's see who has better verses. He's went at it with Royce the 5'9". He's went at it with Ransom. And with him and Ransom, it was like a week long thing, but they were just dropping songs
every
back
day
to fucking back. He's had plenty of people that he's gone at. So he's not gonna be Meek.
I think one of the biggest things that people have to understand with this back and forth, if it does become a back and forth, and this is 100% the most important fact of this matter. People gotta understand that Budden is not doing this shit for a play on money. He's not doing this shit in the name of record sales.
Mm-hmm.
He's never gonna sell more than Drake.
Nah, never.
He's never gonna put out a hit record that does better than a Drake hit record.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the point of this. The point is,
I got something to say about
the point
that,
is when it comes to rap and when it comes to lyricism and when it comes to bars, pure 100% bars, this is what Budden does. People are gonna play this whole, yo, but Drake is still number one artist. Drake still has done this. Drake has still done that. That is not the point. This is not what we're here for. Mm-hmm. Okay. When it came to Jay-Z and Budden, it's like, okay, we see where Jay-Z went in his career, and we see Budden still kind of just struggling. All right, but that's not why Budden does it. That's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to win a popularity contest.
He's not.
Popularity to the side, though, we talking bars.
Exactly.
We talking straight up spitting capabilities, right? And we know Drake can spit. All right, cool. But can he spit on this level? Can he play with the big boys? We've seen Jay-Z throw shots at Drake. Mm-hmm. We've seen Pusha throw shots at Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Common threw shots at Drake. He came back at Common. Why? Common is not a rapper. He doesn't spit bars.
He's not where he used to be.
Right.
Remember,
but
he went at it with Ice Cube.
No, but
ate Ice Cube.
But my thing is, that's not what Common is known for, though.
Exactly. No,
you know
right.
what I mean? And he was really never known for that. When Common did that to Ice Cube,
he still wasn't known for
he
that.
He had to prove himself the way Drake is proving himself with Meek.
Now, I've been saying this, and you just said it. He chooses his battles wisely.
Yeah, man.
He knows, I can't go at Jay the way I want to because I can't even say, yo, I sold more records than Jay-Z.
Right.
I can't say I have more money. You know what I mean? I can't say I'm more popular.
Right. But, I mean, let's put it this way, man.
Bar for bar, they might be able to hang, but
let's really put it in perspective here, right? In the past, I don't know, as far back as you could remember, right? How many people really came at artists like, and there were artists that came at them, but like really came at artists like 50, Nas, Jay, Eminem, Game, and even now, if we're talking today, Royce the 5'9", anyone on Slaughterhouse, Kendrick, J. Cole. Nobody comes at these artists. And there's a reason nobody comes at these artists, because they are known for spitting that shit. They're known, like, they came into this game spitting that shit. The difference is Drake has came at Tory Lanez.
Mm-hmm.
Tory Lanez is not a rapper.
I mean, he is and he isn't.
No, that's not what I mean. Like, when I say rap, anytime I say rap in this conversation, I'm talking really spitting.
He's not spitting.
You know what I mean? I'm talking. Chris Brown is not a rapper. Mm-hmm. Yes, he can rap. He could get on a song and rap, but he's not a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's not known for this shit.
You're right.
Diddy is not a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
He's not known for this shit. Common is not known for this shit, mm-hmm. this life, right?
Even that Canada Dry line was tough, but yes.
No, it was dope. It was dope.
It was dope.
Mm-hmm. But Common is a lyricist,
but
right?
But we know him more as a conscious backpack rapper.
Right. Gotcha. Common is not out here just eating souls.
Yeah.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean? There's a reason why Drake is choosing to come at these artists, mm-hmm. right? I feel like now, Meek was a very big surprise, because I felt like, yo, Meek got bars.
Well, here's the thing. Meek has bars, but he's not intricate. He's not as precise as someone like...
But nobody
he's not
thought,
even as precise as Drake.
No, but nobody thought he had to be. And that's what it comes to.
And you're right. But now here's the thing. He chose Meek as well because, okay, Meek took the bait.
Yeah.
And so he's like, all right, I got him.
Yeah.
Let's see what he's going to do, whatever. I'll throw Charged Up out there and see what happens.
Right.
Meek has said, yo, I'm a battle rapper.
Right.
Came up as a battle rapper. We have footage of him rapping with other niggas.
Not really battling.
Do we have him really battling niggas?
Nah.
He might have had shit like, yo, who had a better verse?
Right.
Cool.
Right.
But they don't have him on some Mook versus Loaded Lux type shit.
Right.
He's not sitting there going back and forth with niggas.
He's not on like no Reed Dollars shit.
Yeah, so it's
Reed
not like,
Dollars was like a battle rapper from Philly.
He wasn't like that.
Yeah.
So him saying, and people get that confused, they're like, oh, he was a battle rapper and Meek still killed. No, he wasn't a battle rapper. He said he was, but it was more of, even if you ask people who came up with Meek, they were like, nah, he just had better energy than a lot of niggas.
Right.
So he was able to outshine dudes, but he wasn't going out there biting niggas' heads off either.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm not gonna dive too far into it, because I feel like by next week there's gonna be a lot more development in mm-hmm. this.
Oh, definitely.
What I want to do say is, I'm excited about this.
I'm
not gonna bash Drake. I'm not gonna say Budden is just gonna clearly
eat Drake.
But what I am gonna say is, Drake has never experienced this level of competitiveness that he's about to.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not going to say that he can't experience that with some of the other artists that he might have come at, but this is Button we talking about. This is a nigga that literally built his career off of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, beef with 50 and Banks too. But I'm going to say this. It could go two ways. This is how I'm seeing it in my mind. Drake could just be like, I'm still making my money. I don't really need to respond. I'll maybe say a line or two on a song that's going to go platinum. Cool. It's corny. You and I said that. It's corny if that's the route that he takes. Or Drake can respond, and I'm sure he'll respond, and it's going to be fire. We know it. We see what he's capable of. We've seen Summer 16. We've seen Back to Back. Right?
Right.
We know what he can do. But the thing is Budden isn't going to sit back like, all right, man, he killed me. Now, Bud is going to come right back, and now Drake has two options again. All right, I could just sit back and be like, all right, you know what? I can't hang with this, or I'm losing out money doing this, so I don't need to go back and forth with this dude. I'm making my money. That's it. And now Joe looks corny because it's like, oh, you're just trying to get famous off of this and Drake. Or Drake can keep going back and forth with Joe, but Joe's not gonna stop. Nigga already said, I have nothing to lose. I could do this. Like, we know Joe could do this shit all day. They could go back and forth all they want.
I just think Drake is really gonna have to be as calculated as people think he is. He's gonna have to show us that he is just as calculated as people mm-hmm. think him to be. Because I'm not gonna lie. No, I'm not even going to say it. Because people are just going to continue to think I'm bashing Drake. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I'm going to leave it alone.
We're not bashing Drake. We just know what Joe is capable of. We want to see what Drake is going to do. But again, he couldn't just fall back and be like, all right, I ain't going to do nothing. Because he did the same thing with Pusha. Pusha put out that Exodus track.
Oh, yeah.
Fire.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who he was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And Drake was just like, all right, your album's coming out. It's not going to do the numbers that I'm doing. I don't need to respond. I'm interested in seeing where this goes.
I'm hoping he responds.
If not, hey, Joe definitely got a little notch under his belt with this one.
Yeah, man. But yeah, shit. Fuck it. we'll definitely see what happens, how this unwinds. But I'm excited. Saya's excited, obviously.
Definitely.
We appreciate y'all listening. Hey, Apple users, go to iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. I already said that. get us those ratings, 5 stars. We need those. We need to move up on these rankings. And Android users, I don't know, man. Google Play, SoundCloud. Enjoy. Watch your life. But listen, I'm J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
I'm Saya. That's Saya SO on all social media networks. Except for Snap. Snap is Saya _SO.
And we will see y'all next week.
We out.
Broke rapper with a rich dream. Son, I've been going after since 16. I told my mama I would make it, I ain't lied to her. And that's a promise I won't break unless I die sooner. Just a nigga from the hood out here getting cheddar. I was used to living good, now I'm living better. And I ain't getting all the money that I thought I should. But I'm still living better than the haters thought I would. I came a long way from standing on my old block to moving out the hood to make the Poconos hot. I moved out my mama crib and got my own spot. Paid my own way, took my own shots. I make my own money, I spend it how I wanna. Stacking all winter just to floss all summer. I move quiet when I see it come up. I've been the realest, I ain't never had to be a fronter. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Fuck a friend, nigga, cause friends turn foes. Y'all niggas did this to me. Motherfucker, I'm cold. I ain't got feelings, my heart done froze. Y'all bitches did this to me. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Riding dirty through my city with my windows up. Doing 90 in a 60, I don't give a fuck. Bad shorty riding with me cause she compliment me. So you don't even gotta question how she give it up. And that goes for anybody in my circle. I'm sicker than your average, you'd have thought I had to birth you. Losis, when I wrote this, I was focused on my goal, which as you know is be precocious and devoted, that's a virtue. Now everybody asking me why I don't fail niggas. I guess cause I just feel I'm the best. And I don't be around too many real niggas. Cause ain't too many real niggas left. That's why I don't wanna work with you liars. Only family matters. That's why my circle tighter than Urkel's attire. Listen, I was put on earth to inspire. Yeah, I can see the flame in your eyes. But who you think gave birth to the fire? It's Mega. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Motherfucker, I'm cold. Fuck a friend, nigga, cause friends turn foes. Y'all niggas did this to me. Motherfucker, I'm cold. I ain't got feelings, my heart done froze. Y'all bitches did this to me. Motherfucker, I'm cold.
I'm an entrepreneur with my craft, you know what I'm saying? I do graphics, I make beats, I record, I do my own engineering, I'm selling studio time. A lot of these cats just rap. You gotta do more than that, man. If you really wanna be a businessman, you gotta learn everything about the business, man. I don't just rap.
Right.
I don't just go in the studio and record and leave and let somebody else handle my business. I handle all my own business. I'm out here, man. I'm doing what I gotta do.
What I gotta do. What I gotta do. What I gotta do.